You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019, 6/18/19. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yo, what's up, Matt, man?
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
It is good.
It's great.
Yeah, it's not bad. It is not bad.
It's too sweet today.
It is. You want to go back to that?
Yeah,
I kind of miss it in a way.
Yeah, I do too, man.
You know what I miss about it? Too Sweet Tuesday is... It's where we would, it's a wrestling thing, you know. Certain wrestlers would go up with their fingers. It looks like you're doing the metal sign, but you're in fact making like wolf ears and a wolf face with your ring finger and Steve Austin finger pressed against your thumb finger.
We should go ahead and just do it while we can before it becomes associated with some hate movement.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I know. Like the other day, we're at Publix, and Caitlin says, "You want to get this kind of shrimp?" And I'm across the room.
Yeah.
So I throw up a hand gesture. She's like, "No.
No, don't. Don't."
It's like, it
why
means
would you do it?
Okay. It means okay. It wasn't upside down by my eyeball, Illuminati thing.
No.
But Too Sweet Tuesday is where you, this is where it sounds childlike. But you take those fingers that you made the little wolf thing with, and then you push them together with somebody else's fingers.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, we say "too sweet me," but it's really "kiss me with your wolf."
Yes, it
Let's
is.
Make out with our wolves.
So cute.
Yeah.
But you have to move away quickly. Don't like come up to me, Jimmy.
Oh,
are we
yeah.
videoing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm putting it on the snap
okay.
from TRG.
So if we just come up and did, you move away. But if you came up and then got all like into it and started rubbing your fingers together,
that'd
be weird.
Does it have to be the right hand? If I did this, would that be okay?
No, it's okay.
Whichever hand you want to use.
Okay.
Either hand.
Gotcha.
Yeah, here, I'll give you one too.
But the rule of being in the wolf pack is that if somebody does come up to you and do it, you have to do it, even if your hands are full.
Yeah.
You have to drop whatever you're holding.
Did you hear what just happened?
What happened?
Paige made the kiss noise when she did it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just said it's like your wolf.
Why can't you do that? They're kissing.
It's like your wolves are kissing.
Hall and Ashton make smoochy noises when they...
Oh, they probably did sometime.
Ah, bull
ass. They drank a lot, okay?
They were wearing bandanas backwards on their heads.
That's true. That is true.
Only Tupac and Snoop Dogg are allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Heavens.
And people in prison shows.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
That's right. So it is Too Sweet Tuesday then, officially. It is back to regular programming, as P1 Looper said.
You know who does that in the prison shows?
Mm.
Like the really...
Like Too Sweet makeouts or just Too Sweet?
The more effeminate members of the cast do that in the prison shows.
Really?
The ones who may walk around the yard... acting sort of like ladies.
But grabbing their junk and doing it up and down like a man?
No, I'm talking about wearing the bandana backwards.
Yeah, but I'm saying they always like walk around like they're, like they're all hard. Like, step to this. And they're grabbing their crotch and squeezing.
I mean, if they let go of it, they wouldn't be so hard.
Well, there wouldn't be anything there either. They're ladies, for God's sake. Prison shows and wrestling. That's today's focus of... Today's Rise Guys.
Yeah.
Let's do the weather. We'll talk about the weather. That's of utmost importance. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Boo. High of 84. 60% chance of rain. Boo. High of 84 right now, mostly cloudy and 70 degrees in Greer. Boo. No, I love Greer. Off a couple days. What did everybody, I've spoken to Jim only momentarily, and that was to give some health advice, more on that later. And then that was it, Fat boy, did you have a good Father's Day?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't really do a whole lot.
Yeah.
So you had fun.
Yeah, I guess. Just kind of sat around.
Yeah, did you go out? Did you go eat?
Everywhere's packed.
What'd you eat? You don't even remember.
Think about that. I had two home-cooked meals. I had breakfast and dinner cooked.
Hey.
I didn't have to go anywhere. It was awesome.
Did you get out anyway, Matt Man?
Yeah, briefly. Not for, like, any event. Here's what I got to change. I'll tell you a very big epiphany that I had over this Father's Day. I hate Father's Day. I do. I have now, here's where it's weird. I dislike Father's Day because of, like, P1 D.L. Gordo put it best on Instagram. I would like to go to his page and quote what he said because it was so impactful to me. Davy Gordon, the great Davy. He says, being a part of the Dead Dads Club is not one I ever wanted to be in, but those who are in it know it and know today sucks. I'm happy to see all the great dads out there today doing all your great dad things and blah, blah, blah. It's so true. Oh, but so I don't like Father's Day because, you know, selfish me, I don't have a father here to, you know, take out and buy stuff for. And it kind of, so unbeknownst to me, really, it was almost put out there to my kid and to my sister and to my mom to an extent that I don't like Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, I don't want to celebrate it. And not that they didn't do anything for me, but they all told me, they said, well, we know you don't like Father's Day.
Yeah.
And so... so I'm doing a disservice to my own child because I'm not allowing her to celebrate it because I don't like it.
It's either a disservice or a convenience, depending on the person.
See, I can't figure out which one it is. Like, part of me like says, yeah. Which again, I had great meals and you know, got little gifts and stuff like that. And that's not what it's about. So it's me being selfish. It's me being selfish.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I'm fine to admit it, and I admitted it without the use of a counselor.
I didn't know we were a club.
But the Dead Dad's Club?
I didn't know it was a club.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go to the
Too
meetings.
Sweet
or
me.
Oh, yeah.
Too
I
sweet
don't go
page.
To the meetings or the reunions or any of that
Unfortunately,
stuff.
Unfortunately, I'm in
that
club. That
boy's trying to Too Sweet Us, but you're not allowed to yet.
No,
he's trying to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in the club yet.
Absolutely did not happen.
Yeah. So, But again, I had a great... But I told my child, I said, next year, I won't be all Debbie Downer. I guess Donnie Downer, my man.
Yeah.
I
you can be
Donnie.
Debbie if you want.
I don't want to be Debbie Page. It's Father's Day. I'm Donnie. I'm damn Donnie. Damn
right,
Donnie.
Man, it sucks to admit almost, but of course I'll admit it in a public forum with lots of people listening.
I do it. It's so... I get a point to that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, my dad died when I was 17. I'm 34 now. That's half my life. That's over half the life of, like, memories and,
yeah.
You know, that's my entire adulthood.
Yeah.
And it, like, when it's half your life later, you're kind of like, meh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I know. It sucks to admit, but it's sort of true.
I'm trying to figure out when that point will be in my life. I don't know that it ever will be.
You'd be in your 60s?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to live to be 85. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what my dreams always told me. But anyways, yeah, I told her and I told Caitlin and I even told my sister and I told my mom. I said, next year I'll be different because I shouldn't let – because it just struck me as like, you were being so selfish. Everybody's like probably wanting to do and have fun and everything, but no, I'm not Father's Day.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the other hand, it's not fair to – those involved and all that. So
I did see,
but
some,
it was a lovely day.
I saw some baked goods that, like cakes and stuff, that looked so good. It almost made me wish I had a kid, but not really.
Yeah. Why? Just so you'd have? Well, just pretend. So you know what? My kids would love these. Let's make it a baker's dozen.
You know, no, like you're not pretending. Then you're lying to people.
It's like our old move we do when we would order. Large amounts of pizza.
Yeah.
When we lived alone.
Yeah.
Separately. We'd say, hey, y'all, food's here.
I'm past that. I'm past the point of pizza guy knocks on the door and I yell at nobody. I'll get it.
Imaginary friends.
What was the place I would always order food from? They're not even around anymore. They would do T-bone steaks and New York strips.
Steakout?
Steakout.
Yeah, steakout was so good.
Mm. Yes. And I was single, living alone, and I would order two of their steak sandwiches. And I wouldn't eat them both at the same time, truly. But
yeah.
I was, you know, hermit. In a sense, like just wanting to just like stay in all the time, play video games and all that.
Yeah.
And when I would order two meals at once, I would always pretend, even to the point where I would like say, hey, did they already pay? They just said the pizza guy's here or steakout guy's here. Did they pay? Meanwhile, I'm alone in the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got to get out of my own head.
See, I think I'm past that point in life, so I'm not going to go back to it to order 13 cupcakes instead of 12.
Don't see, that's the other thing. It's like, I think about my dad every day. Truly, yeah. I do. But like on that day, you think about him more or whatever, and I'm like, don't go seek out sadness.
No.
Like just, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it should not be a day, it should be a day where you, so I... Sounds like I'm having a mental breakdown right now, but part
Go
of the
for
day,
it. Breakdown.
I had to be great for ratings.
I'm like your football coach, breakdown.
But I had to like confront that yesterday and kind of say like, A, don't mope. B, halfway through the day, think about fun stuff with your dad.
Yeah,
and smile all day. And, yeah. And I sure did. So here's what I did. This is very strange, and this is part of what I was talking about. Just let it go on the radio. My mom, when my dad died, took over my dad's cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay? She never changed the voice greeting.
Yeah.
So when you call my mom's cell phone, 11 years later, it still says Phil Harris.
Yeah.
Him saying his name. And I called it yesterday like 4 or 5 times just to hear him say his name. Well, I'm whacked out. Go ahead.
I mean, it's all right if you just want to hear the voice.
It was nice, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything like, hey, thanks for calling. It just says, Phil Harris.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I mean, I think about the only thing I ever had with my dad's voice on it was a microcassette recording in lieu of a suicide note. So if you listen to that, that would be whacked out.
You know
weird.
What?
That would be like you need to talk to somebody. What you did is just kind of nice to hear his
turning when
kind of nice
that.
To hear the man's voice.
You win, Jim.
No, but what you did is kind of sweet. And if you did the other thing, that would be like you need to go talk to somebody probably.
Okay, you get to be president. I'm vice president.
I don't want in the club.
No, you're in.
I don't want to be a part of any club.
No, you're in.
Maybe a sandwich.
Club sandwich.
How do you feel about frilly toothpicks?
Club sandwich.
Frilly toothpicks.
I don't want to be in any club.
So, but yeah, so I'll say this. Half my Father's Day was awesome.
That's good.
Other half was like,
Yeah. And another thing is at a certain point, it takes years, but at a certain point, you just, you come to realize that you can't go back and you can't get it back. And
oh, yeah.
You come to peace with all that because you realize that as soon as it happens.
Oh, yeah.
But at some point, you come to peace with all of it. I guess that's what I was getting at. You come to peace with it eventually.
I think I did yesterday. I really do.
Doesn't mean you forgot about them or, you know, that the memory's gone or whatever. It just means you've come to peace with it.
Thank you. How many pieces on this pizza? Hey, kids, food's here.
I'll get it.
Oh.
That was the worst thing I ever did, probably.
That?
One of, yeah.
Pretending just, you're ordering food for a family that's non-existent in the home?
If I look at it in terms of my own mental health, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes. Or my own general health, yes.
Well, I called my mom's cell phone 4 times to hear my dad say his own name.
Yeah. It's still, that's sweet.
Yeah.
But when we're ordering food for people and they knock on the door and you go, I'll get it.
Right.
Or you're standing there talking to them or you open the door like you're talking to somebody in the other part of the house. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Done it several times.
Calling the number to hear your dad's voice. That's sweet.
Done it several times. Which, by the way, I don't want to break any HIPAA laws, but my mama spent some time in the hospital also over the vacation that we took. What a vacation. What a vacation. I'm glad to be at work today. I really am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Me too, man.
My mama, Mary, was rushed to the hospital. She had to have a pacemaker put in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which, when I see that, like by text especially, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's such an easy kind of thing.
Yeah, it really is. Though, in the days of autocorrect, you got to be careful because you might wind up with an 1800s Colt revolver in your heart instead. Autocorrect, a pacemaker.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a pacemaker. They just slip that thing right in, and boom, there it is.
Yeah.
But she's convalescing and doing all right and said hey, baby, to everybody.
That's good. I'm glad she's all right.
I know. It's like, look at you, stealing Father's Day away. You go to the hospital on Father's Day weekend. How dare you?
Do my mulch. I got a pacemaker.
And I'm a vice president of the Dead Dads Club. Here you go and go to the hospital.
You'd be treasurer, too.
Be treasurer.
Nice.
I'm not the president. I don't know why I'm telling you to do these things.
Paige, you want to take minutes for the next meeting?
No, I hate doing that. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I don't want to type them out and stuff.
My shorthand is awful.
Yeah.
My slow hand is much better.
I'd rather be the president.
Really, you do a great Clapton.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. We got a good program today.
Yeah,
quit whining, Matt, man. I'm not.
He's
I'm just
not whining.
I'm sharing my life with you.
He's being cute and sweet.
Well, it is sweet. Oh, that's real sweet. You called your dead daddy's voicemail. That's real sweet. We've got, listen to this. This is a big damn deal. We got tickets to UFC Fight Night.
Yeah, we do.
That is finally here. Can you believe it's June? Halfway already.
Yeah.
Saturday night at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Am I wrong with this?
No, the one thing says we got them, and the other thing says they aren't in there. So we got to get to the bottom of this.
Well, I'm giving them away.
We're going to give them away either way, man.
It'd be a surprise when you get there if you can get in or not.
Yeah.
No, don't say that. That happened to somebody recently, and that was awful for them.
That is true. That sucks.
This whole paperless ticket world we live in.
Yeah. And, you know, Saturday is when we will be out at Metro by T-Mobile.
That's right.
With Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
We're doing an appearance with Wonderboy.
Yep.
First time ever. I mean, we've been the same time at the same place, but we're all three being paid to be there this time. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you know we'll really dress up real nice and clean up pretty.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. But we will be giving away tickets every 15 minutes at that. So
I know.
All week long and then every 15 minutes on Saturday when we're out there with Wonderboy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Big time.
We'll have that to give away later on. I'll go ahead and tell you, 9 o'clock hour. Go ahead and set your alarms for that. Also, a brand new Truth and Consequences today where, speaking of Father's Day, we'll bring it full loop here. A father is going to, let me think of the best way to kid gloves this thing. A father is going to tell his son how he really feels about him.
Yeah. You give it a proper tease if you want to because we're calling out of state.
Okay.
So you say their name.
We don't want to say what state or what college, though, do we? Is it okay to say that? He's got a pretty generalized, generic name. All right, so there's this kid who is a college kid, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say he goes to college somewhere in North Carolina. And he's not working.
34,000 students. I think it's fine.
Okay, it's fine. he's not working. He's not doing anything. He's living off his parents while he's away at college. And I guess he's staying away at college over summer, I guess. Or maybe they have summer class. But regardless, dad is going to call him out this morning and publicly chew him out.
Yeah.
34,000?
Yeah. Well, that was four years ago, so it's probably closer to 40 now.
Yeah.
Is on the same study, Clemson had like 23,000. I know they got more than that now.
Oh, they let everybody in.
God. Now. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
National, brother.
Yeah.
The brand is huge.
So you'll be able to listen to all that and maybe agree with it or disagree, or maybe it'll, who knows, inspire you to call one of your own kids and tell them to get off the couch and get out there and work. We're going to have some fun today, damn it. It's Too Sweet Tuesday.
Sometimes the kids need it.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes the grown folk do, too.
So, and then also, I'll make a note here at some point to mention Nine's medical. Now, Paige, Mary wasn't the only one dealing with medical personnel over the break.
Nine's medical
issue. All right, I wrote that down.
Scary.
And I'll probably throw that paper away in 10 minutes and forget about it.
That's a funny story.
Somebody remind me on social media in like 2 hours to talk about that.
Oh, I'd rather just get shot next time. It's a better story.
It's a good story, though, at least.
It couldn't possibly hurt worse than I did this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Look at it this way. You know, if you were a roofer, you go tell that story at work, you get a couple laughs. But this, it becomes part of your job.
Yeah, it does.
It actually helps.
Yeah,
so look at it that way.
Yeah.
Our phone numbers at any point, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. You can always text us as well, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That's 72341. And then at the Rise Guys on most social media. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, the suspected home intruder who was hit with a machete and escaped from the hospital has been caught, but that's not the strangest part of the story. The strangest part of the story is who caused the machete wounds.
I love this story so much.
We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headline.
This is a story. Hey, Fat Boy is the fellow Boy Scout. You can identify with this, can you not?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Wait for this. It's Rise Guys Headlines. We're live. It is good. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hello, Golden Doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume, fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
All right.
Well, we got a story about a home invasion. But home alone, I think not. This boy had a machete. And it's a good thing, because authorities said, they say after being wounded, the intruder was hit in the stomach and the side of the head before grabbing a PlayStation and a TV and ran. Fled the scene, very bloody, but had to go to the hospital. And then when he was being treated at the hospital, he slipped out of the hospital, but he's been caught. But the 11-year-old boy had his wits about him, according to authorities, and fought off the intruder.
Isn't that great?
I think the dude wound up dropping the stuff he was trying to steal because the kid went back at him.
Oh, he didn't get to keep the PlayStation?
I don't think he did.
Think about it. First of all, you got
macheted for nothing.
Right.
It's summertime. Yeah. It's that kid's PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
From his cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the NRA people.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. Thank you.
The courageous youngin' has been identified as 11-year-old Jason Voorhees.
No.
No.
Oh.
Did they say his name? Probably not. Although they should.
Brayden Smith.
Oh, they did.
Yes.
Good. Because that kid should be like number one when he goes back to school in the fall. That's what sucks if this happened in the summer for Brayden. We should keep this going all summer long for when he goes back to school. Everybody's like, yeah, there's Brayden.
I'm sure they will.
He's going to be like, everywhere he goes, they're going to pat him down now, though.
Yeah,
that's the kid with the machete.
I'm surprised they put his name out there.
Yeah, I remember being that age. You remembered stuff a lot longer because you had so much less going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's changed, though. It may have changed.
Social media, man.
Yeah.
I think it's come today and gone tomorrow kind of world.
Yeah, I guess by the second week of August or whenever he goes back to school, they'll probably be over to make fun of him for it or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when's the last time somebody built a statue of somebody? You know, now everybody's like statue shy because like, oh, what if they're a sex offender in 10 years? What a waste of marble.
What a waste of granite that was.
Boy.
So while 11-year-old Brayden is like a hero, 19-year-old Jatavion Hall, I mean, now he's got to go back and be like,
well,
he had to
by an 11-year-old.
Like, he hid out for like 2 days and finally he had to go to the hospital
because
the 11-year-old got him with a machete.
Yeah. It chopped him.
See, now everybody's going to be like, oh, the 11-year-old got you with a machete. Hey, any thoughts of a rap career are over?
Yeah.
Imagine this dude shows up at jail with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you in for?
Awkward.
Chucky got me. It was Chucky. You seen the movie? How old is Chucky the doll in that movie? Does he have an age?
He's a doll.
He's a doll, okay.
Yeah, I had no established age.
I got you.
But I think the kid in the first one was 8.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then in the most recent one, he was getting high with Chucky's head.
Well.
Well.
It's a great movie, really. Great film.
That's wonderful.
I would like to, I can't send him a beer t-shirt. I'd like to send that child a gift of some kind. Some kind of like, good job.
Buy 9 tickets?
I don't know that he could, I don't know that he could win those.
Send him a tomahawk.
I'd like to send him, seriously, where's Mebane, North Carolina?
Oh, man, it's either towards the The middle of the state or the coast somewhere.
Oh, okay.
North Carolina has a huge coast. That's not saying much.
Yeah, it's big.
Is it near Rocky Mount?
Well, if anybody knows the family or whatever, no joke. I'd like to. Because, man, if I was a kid, I'd love to, like, oh, man, that would be the best.
No, it's between Greensboro and Durham off of 40.
Oh.
That's quite a distance.
Long way from here.
Yeah. Well, we have a big P1 family.
It's just past Hall River.
Yeah.
Hall.
Oh, over there.
H-A-W River. Hall.
I'd like to send him to Carowinds. His parents and siblings would need to get their own tickets.
They have Tanger outlets at Mebane.
They have Tanger outlets.
Tanger outlets, yes, they do.
Got to have that on vacation.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd add to the vacation list.
Yeah.
Mm. Do they have any buffets nearby?
Oh, I imagine so.
Wow. Wouldn't be a vacation without a buffet.
Yeah, that Mebane.
Yeah. Nike factory store, a Polo Ralph Lauren factory store.
Now you're talking.
I see they have
Nike.
A Wayback Burger.
Damn, they have Cracker Barrel.
Got to have breakfast.
I'm zooming.
I think I know where it's at.
I'm just looking on the map to see what they got. The Guest Factory Store.
Is there a bunch of furniture stores right there, like a Thomasville?
Man, it's the middle of North Carolina, of course.
Yeah. Where is Braden's machete shop at? He should open up a
museum.
Yeah,
machete museum.
Welcome to Braden's Knives, etc.
There you go.
I apologize.
We sell katanas.
All I missed on the sign that says "Welcome to North Carolina."
Don't
we make every damn chair in the world?
They do. They try to. Georgia makes carpet. They make furniture.
That makes sense. All right, then.
What do we make? Cars.
Meth.
Airplanes.
Uh-oh.
Meth.
Well, they make that, too, in the surrounding states. Mm. I would suggest you go to Biscuitville when you're there, Matt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Biscuitville.
Yeah.
I wonder what they make there.
I thought it was Biscuit Town.
Mm. Biscuitville's a Central North Carolina staple. People up there love it.
Oh, okay.
They got biscuits that big around.
Really?
Yeah, giant biscuits, and they're open weird times, it seems like.
Well, so it's the size of a head?
Like a big biscuit.
Yeah, it's good.
Let's see. They're open from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's breakfast time. That makes sense.
Yeah.
We could do a show live from Mebane.
Yeah.
It's the Braden Parade.
Yeah.
Little foam machetes we could sell? Sure.
We call it a parading for Braden.
A parading for Braden.
Yeah.
Someone get this information to the family.
Hmm.
Paige, what else is going on besides machete wounds?
I know, right? All right, so there was a study done. It's wedding time, right?
They get past that around here. It's too hot now.
Oh, well.
It's June. That's the big month.
It is face the big month. We've got a couple weeks left, so, you know, it's not really that hot until July. So a study of about 2,000 Americans were asked, about weddings and what they like. And the average age of people when they start thinking about getting married is the age of 21. Women daydream at the age of 19, men at the age of 23. But what the study found that's interesting is men spend more time imagining their future wedding than women.
But different parts of it.
But interesting there. So, Paige, when you're a little girl playing with Barbie dolls and you got the little, you know how they condition little girls with their toys?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about being married or are you just thinking about being a wife, if that makes any sense?
Oh, gosh.
Like, because I think little girls, young women, think about that more than young boys do because they're conditioned by the toys, too.
I think being married, not being a wife, the whole thing. Because I didn't have a traditional family. I had a single parent.
So you're thinking girls are raised, some of them, positioned with toys to think of themselves as wives more than they do being in a...
Well, you have to remember I grew up in California where most parents were working.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the traditional where the...
Well, you're in South Carolina where both had to work.
That's true.
I mean, there was no choice.
We're poor here.
My daddy had two jobs.
I didn't have the... I wasn't thinking that Prince Charming was going to carry me away.
Right.
I was dreaming of being a ballerina.
Paige was in California thinking that we're living this white picket fence, mom don't work, leave it to Beaver crap.
Well, I mean,
no.
It was when I came... My grandparents were perfect and my grandmother didn't work that much. You know?
They were all at the mill. Her daddy was such a drunk that mama had to work by herself.
Paige thought we all had an Aunt Bea.
I liked coming back here because it was like 20 years behind the time.
Yeah. What I was saying
you're
with all that
friends
is,
right now.
I would imagine it would be.
Well, I mean, that was the truth.
Much younger for women than it is guys, because with guys it's always a joke, like ball and chain, blah blah blah, milk it for free,
Yeah, but I think you think that you're gonna fall in love. It's a love factor that little girls think of, and Prince Charming is going to love you forever, and it's not so much that you're going to have the...
It was used the opposite against me, because I was raised that if you got a girl pregnant, you had to marry her.
Well, yeah, you're right. Man, that thing you were just talking about, the way it's a joke, dudes, ball and chain and all that, makes dudes look weak as hell to go around talking mess about something they're doing anyway.
Wearing the pants in the house, she's got your balls in her purse.
Yeah. Wow.
Give her a bigger purse.
Usually when dudes say stuff like that, I just tune out entirely because usually it's people who don't have much interesting to say.
Yeah.
But she carries a clutch. I'd never fit in there.
Makes them look weak as hell.
They go from his mama and wants another mama. So, you know, either have a partner that you respect or you want someone to dote after you and clean and cook for you.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want someone that you love, a wife, and a marriage, then you work at it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird how we're the opposite sexes are, at least it used to be. Maybe it's changed now, you know, as far as, I don't know.
I think it's changed a lot. Like, younger people don't really think that way.
Like, if you had a little girl, would you buy her, like, a little toy vacuum cleaner?
Sure, why not? If that's what she wanted. But if I had a son, I'd buy it for him, too.
I want to buy her a socket set.
I would. Well, why not? I mean, it's just...
Here's the thing. Dating. Fun.
Yeah.
Dating. Good time. Mm. Marriage. Work.
Ooh. Yeah,
stress.
Hard.
Lordy, lordy.
So why...
Why ruin your life?
Guilty, but why do we want to do the thing where it's like work and stress instead of the thing that's fun and good time?
Exactly.
Dating is fun and good time. Marriage is work and stress. The words we associate with these things. Here's some kind of self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
What about them?
Well, that adds to it also.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
That's the cherry on top.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Have a blank Sunday.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rockerbell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
That was thought-provoking right there. It really was. I want to go back and listen to that again and talk more about it, because it's very odd how we're, you know, from the jump. Because if you, like, think about it, I just had this thought. I remember this little girl that lived at Poe Mill that was great at baseball.
Yeah.
And this was, like, in fifth or sixth grade, and people were like, you know, talking about her because she's good at sports, saying awful things.
Yeah.
She's in fifth and sixth grade saying these things about her.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, you know, maybe they conditioned her to be that way because they were right. Fat boy, speaking of sports, what is going on in the sports hole?
A minor league baseball team takes the cunning stunt.
Watch out.
To a whole new level.
Okay.
They worked the crowd. I'll tell you what they did. Now, see, you're going to have everybody trying to top them. It's going to be like Inception.
That needs to come back, though. That was something great about minor league baseball. The over-the-top world records, the stunts, all that stuff. It became kind of carny-like, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Now we just throw, you know, rubber ducks down the river.
We don't get bats anymore.
Yeah. No bats. I know.
Nothing.
We don't just pass out bats to stadium full of drunk folk no more. What happened, 90s?
Yeah, what happened? All right, we'll get to that. We'll throw it back. We'll talk minor league baseball and much, much more in the sports hole with Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Let me take you to Memphis. That's where this happened.
Thank you, baby.
It's going to be hard to top because it's made national news. So this is a game with the Memphis Redbirds, who are the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Game gets going for a little bit, and
they've had that team for a while.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of seats open at the game, so one guy goes out in the middle of the row, and he's got a big jug with him.
Paige, where were you?
So the camera zoomed in. They're like, what the hell is it? What does he have? The jug says mayo, and it looks like the guy's eating mayonnaise out of the jug.
Like a restaurant-sized portion?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wow.
And he got some on his shirt, and then they were like, why is this guy, where'd he get the mayonnaise from? Why is he eating it?
Oh, my God.
They tweeted a video of it, of course. Social media was a buzz. People were like, that's not mayo, it's yogurt, it's ice cream, whatever.
He's just doing a bit.
So security came and escorted the guy out.
My God.
I know, man.
For what? I guess sneaking in food?
Or did he? Turns out... He was called out on Twitter.
No.
He works for the team.
Oh, it was a plant.
It was. It blew up nationally. which I don't see the benefits of because I can't go to your game because you're so far off. I'm not a Cardinals fan. I can't work for you or be on the team.
Is he wearing the jersey and the hat?
No.
So it doesn't really do anything.
He wore like glasses and a gray tank top.
So when the news reports it, they'll say a Memphis minor league team. Like, they won't do it. Like, anytime the news around here talks about our radio station, Mayo Man. Fat Boy's showing me the video now. Hey, look, it made the Inside Edition.
Yep.
But he's not wearing any, any logo gear. But like when the radio, the TV stations talk about us around here, still after all these years, it's WTPT 93.3 Planet or 93 The Planet.
Don't act like you don't know. The Planet. A lot of you listen.
93 Rock The Planet.
Yeah. They rarely ever get it right. Yeah. Of course he's eating Kraft mayo.
Yeah.
See, they won't confirm if it was mayo. There's no way it was mayo, right? Nobody could stomach it.
It was in a giant Kraft mayo container.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've drank liquor before that was told to me is absolute. Guess what?
Liquor?
It was not.
Yeah, that's true.
It was probably Skol vodka.
The problem with Jameson is a lot of times it ain't real Jameson you get when you order Jameson out somewhere.
Dude, until I watched Bar Rescue, I didn't realize any of that. Where they, you say, hey, I want... this top shelf liquor, and they pour it in front of you, but meanwhile, they're switching them out with lower brand stuff.
They pour it in front of you. That's because they already diluted it earlier.
Yeah.
Liquor?
I want to hold it up and look under the light and see if I see fruit flies like I do in all these episodes.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know if you actually want to do that.
No.
Fruit flies ain't hurt you yet. Keep drinking them.
Well, I'll tell you real quick that
the average body is 2% fruit flies. Do you know that?
It is. Yeah. It is.
The Raptors had their victory parade yesterday, but it was delayed. Because two people got shot.
God bless.
Well, this says four, but I saw two at last count.
So they're doing this in Canada now?
Yep. Their injuries are serious, but not life-threatening.
Well, Toronto, right across the border.
So people are asking, will the Raptors get invited to the White House?
Probably not, being a
Canadian. They're Canadian.
The team is, but a lot of the players are American.
Yeah, the majority of the players are American because it's an NBA team.
What would Trump put together for a Canadian lunch? What is a Canadian lunch?
What's the bacon?
We're going to have some wolf.
Some poutine.
Some poutine.
Dress up like a Mountie. You have a pierogi.
Poutots.
Yeah.
Poutots.
Something from Puerto Rico.
1.5 million people showed up.
Yeah.
They shut down the town. So.
Was Drake there?
Drake was there. He got to hold the trophy and walk around.
Of course.
And we always questioned, hey, Drake, why don't you go on the road? Jack Nicholson went to Detroit when they were playing the Pistons. It says the NBA told Drake not to go to the game.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
I bet he could walk in with mayonnaise and do that.
Probably. He'd walk in there eating poutine and ketchup chips like nobody's business.
It's a shock they don't want him to go to the game. You know, we're talking about a league that wants to embrace sports gambling.
Hines, when's the last time you ate some poutine?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. It's been a while. Over at the creek.
Yeah.
Over at Thomas Creek. Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you for that, Fat Boy.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the video of Drake in the parade where he's chugging the beer?
Yeah, he caught it.
Yeah.
That's what the mayo guy should have done when he realized he was on camera, start chugging the mayo.
Have you guys ever had that dessert poutine?
No.
Poutine pie? It's delicious.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to try that.
It's what the Canadian rock likes.
Yeah. Oh. I thought he's a strudel guy. All right. Thank you for the sports hole, Fat Boy. When we return, we told you about this earlier, brand new truth and consequences. We got a dad who's aggravated by a son who is – dad called him a loser. I'll quote him on that.
Yeah.
His loser of a kid that goes to a college in North Carolina, the state of North Carolina.
A university.
No more hints than that, Jimmy V. No other hints about where the kid goes to school, Wolfpack. None of that stuff.
Nope.
But dad is going to call the son out next, have a little fun with him, and we'll do it live. The Rise Guys, Truth and Consequences, right after this.
Dentists, drivers, and drafters of the upstate all listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rise.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.